we're going to discuss the study guide for chapter 1. But in reality, there's a study guide for every chapter. So basically, we're going through the study guide for all chapters, okay? Plus, we're also going to show you how to download these documents for your own usage or make copies of them in Google Docs, which is actually very cool in my humble opinion. So let's take a look at the study guide for chapter 1. When we click on it, whether we are using a PC, a Macintosh, or our mobile device, we are brought to Google Docs. Now notice it says view only. Why? Well, I've logged in using a different Google account. I didn't log in with the Google account I use to create these because then I would be able to edit them. And only I can edit them. So you can't edit them. That makes sense. They're for everyone, right? So don't please ask me for access to these documents. I won't give it to you. What I will do is go over what I'm doing now and say, you're going to either do file, download as, and notice if you use Microsoft Word, Excel, then you can download them to your machine and use them on your own in using Excel. Or if you use OpenOffice or LibreOffice, or maybe you use another word processor that nobody else uses, and you can use rich text format. But I think it is so much cooler, and this is what I use now, folks. I use Google Docs to use Google Docs because all you need is a Google account, and they give you free storage, a whole lot of it, and it works on pretty much any internet-enabled device anywhere around the world. So it's very cool. So we're going to make a copy, and it comes up with this very clever name, copy of. So I'm just going to get rid of the copy of because I want it to be copy 01 study guide. And notice it puts it in my drive. Now, it's going to be your drive, but it'll say my drive, but it's not my drive. It's your drive. Yeah, you understand. But now, as soon as I do this, it is now on my Google account, not the one I used to create it. That's Wonder Professor, but it's in a different Google account. And notice now we have the entire menu and all the other stuff. So now I can play with it. Now I can do edit it and save it, and it automatically saves as you edit it. So it's actually very cool. Does that make sense? So do that. So now you can manipulate the documents, and then when you're ready to submit them, you can either submit this URL to me, but make sure you give me share. Notice it says the default is private to me only. If you do that, you're going to get a little tricky. You have to give me access to it. At least comment access. Now, don't just give me view access, because if you give me comment access, then I can actually put notes in there. But it's better, in my humble opinion, and there's a presentation on how to, a document and a commentary on how to submit assignments. What I'd rather you do is download it as a PDF document. Because if you download it as a PDF document and submit it in your assignments or the exams, then I can put comments on it. It's a nice little feature that Canvas has, so I can comment on your document. So that's why I ask you in the how to submit assignments, please don't send me Word or Excel documents. Please create PDF documents. They just make life a lot easier. Now, that's another example, I show you elsewhere also, and I'll remind you about using Google Docs. Now let's take a look at the study guides. Here it is, folks. People sometimes ask, well, what should I study? Here's the study guide. And in the study guide, I consider as the instructor all these things, all these comments, concepts, all these terms, free, up for grabs. Except where I tell you, hey, look at this. Geometric average annual returns ignore them. In chapter one, they teach you how to create them, but just ignore them because everybody uses the average annual returns. So you'll see every once in a while somewhere it says, hey, you can, don't worry about this. But everything else, free, up for grabs, folks. You need to study these terms. Now, some people use outlining. Some people use, I love flashcards. My favorite are flashcards. You put the term on one side, and on the other side you put the definition, and then you can quiz yourself, and you can quiz your friends and get together. So all you see all these terms? They're going to be on the exam. You understand? They're all in the presentations. You go to the library, take a look at the book. They're all in the book. So this is your study guide. And if you study every day, which is what you should be doing, because that's what students do. Students study. Do students party? No. Pardons party. Students study. Right, exactly. And you're remotely sober while you're doing it and generally aware of your surroundings, you should do well in this class. But as I mentioned in the syllabus, and I'll mention again, there's a lot in this class, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's a lot for you to learn, but you will be the investment guru. You will be the genius for your friends and family and coworkers. You will speak with authority and not sound like Uncle Bob, who says he knows a lot about investing but really doesn't. And we will be so proud of you, and they will be so proud of you, and they will say, where did you learn this? And you, what are you going to, you, right, you got it. Okay, dear students, be awesome. Use these study guides. Create these documents either in Microsoft Office or Google Docs or LibreOffice or OpenOffice, and create PDF files to submit as assignments. We are so proud of you!